Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. A couple of things to get to. First, B.B. Shea's still here, and for good reason.
Well, he's walking out the door and just tossed a trivia question over his shoulder.
Yeah, another movie trivia question. Now, last time
he said, get back in here.
Because last time he did this, I missed it, and then Biggie got it right, and Chris Dim got it right. And I was like, I cannot believe this. Those two got it right, especially Biggie. So upset by that. You remember that Psycho incident?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
A couple of weeks ago. Now, he's got another one. And then I wanted to really thank Biggie because, once again, we were discussing the person who goes on Facebook, and anytime there's an article, anytime anybody writes anything, a post about this show or me or any way, he always says, Chris Kelly is one of the worst human beings to ever walk the face of the earth. And Biggie just said, to my credit, the only person I've ever actively tried to kill is Biggie himself. And that's not...
Biggie's still alive.
He's still living. Biggie is still living.
You know, I mean, if Kim Jong-il wanted you dead,
exactly.
You're dead.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I could tell from the start, B.B. Shea, he wanted me dead. He always wanted someone under him to die so he can do a teary-eyed interview with a local.
I don't think people understand how much he meant to me.
So when you see it, you'll know. Exactly. He looks sad, but he's getting what he wanted.
Exactly.
I mean, and on the grand scheme of things, half a person versus 6 million.
Thank you.
I think you're doing pretty
good.
Thank
you very much. And Biggie's still sitting there breathing right now.
Yeah. Sort of.
You can hear it.
With coming down the hall.
No, you can hear. Yeah. He's breathing. Okay.
Like a full head of steam, like okay. A locomotive.
Exactly. But let's update your health. This is wonderful. I'm so proud of this guy right here. 24 days in a row in here.
Up to 23. Oh, according to my count.
23.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Today's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was Thursday. Yeah. All right, you're right. 23 days in a row. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Michael Jordan, baby.
Okay.
That's right. Since last illness, Biggie's gone 23 days. That's from AmericanLeakDetection.com. Have a leak, find it, fix it fast. Trying to get through all of October.
Finish line is in sight.
Yes. Absolutely. That's the thing. Then we'll worry about the next.
And B.B. Shea, over halfway to the Rockies victory total for the year.
We're going to do it. I believe in this man in here.
You need 20 more days to tie the Rockies and 21 to beat the Rockies. Get on DraftKings right now on this one.
Well, you still can, but you can still make prop bets.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I have a feeling prop bets are on their way
about to go away.
They're really getting hammered.
Big scandal here. Now, what's your trivia question? Because this is intriguing.
All right. So there's one movie in history where two of the actors in the same movie were both nominated for Oscars playing the same role.
So they're playing the same character, they're in the same movie, and they're both nominated for Oscar.
Correct.
That's incredible.
Not necessarily winning Oscar, but nominated for Oscar. In the same movie.
Mm-hmm. And they're nominated for the same movie.
Yes, for the same movie, role. Playing the same role.
Same exact role.
Yes.
So it's got to be like flashbacks to when they're a child or something like that.
Right, or a very old, older version.
Right, what would it be? No. Two different people playing the same role.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is really...
That's tough.
It is.
Do you know which century it was released?
I do know which century it was released. I think it's on the tip of your tongue. Go ahead.
No, I don't think I got
it. Okay, all right.
No, I don't have it. No. What's the century?
20th.
Okay,
so
have we all seen
20th.
It? 20th. Yeah.
I know for a fact you've all seen it.
We've all seen the movie.
Yes.
Wow. Not one of them Cider House Rules things, is it?
No.
You know, I was thinking, though, about in Forrest Gump, of course, he wins, Tom Hanks, and Haley Joel Osment is his child, but I know he wasn't nominated. He's only in it for like a minute, you know.
And that was technically a different character. I know it was the same name.
Oh, you're
name.
Right. That's not him. Oh, you're right. No, you're right.
You're right. And younger Forrest.
Yeah, Forrest, but not Haley Joel Osment.
Not his son. Yeah, yeah.
Not Haley Joel Osment. But since you're right, that's he didn't get nominated. Mm-hmm. No way. I don't know, man.
Once I tell you, you're going to be very upset.
Right there.
Yeah. Very upset?
Yes, you're going to be very upset.
It's not like in the Star Wars universe.
It's not.
They never got any Oscars.
No.
Drama, I'm assuming.
Yes.
90s?
90s. Historical.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay,
not The Last Emperor.
No.
Historical 90s?
Mm-hmm. Not JFK.
No.
Sorry, that's what I thought, JFK, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Historical 90s, and we like it. We've seen it.
Yes.
And I love it.
You love it.
Ooh, I love it. And they're playing the same character, and they're both not. I don't know. That's a great question. This is a great trivia question.
Yeah, it is.
Mm.
All right, go ahead and give us the answer.
Titanic. Old Rose, Young Rose, both nominated for Oscars in the same year.
I didn't get that.
I knew it was going to piss you off, man. It's one of your favorite movies ever.
That is a fantastic trivia question.
You're telling me that old bag was nominated?
Yes. She got nominated.
She was nominated.
Kate Winslet was nominated for Best Actress.
I remember thinking that old bag should never have been nominated. That is a phenomenal
God rest her soul.
Yeah. Yes.
What's her name?
Gloria. Exactly. No one knows. Gloria shouldn't have been nominated.
Was it Gloria Stewart?
I think it was Gloria Stewart. Yeah.
How many times have you seen the credits and you don't know her name?
Oh, I've seen the credits of it, but I'm always through tears.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm crying.
Vision's impaired.
I'm crying every
single. Normally doesn't make it much past the Kate Winslet top.
Well, the Jeep. I love him in the back of the of the car. You know, with
and the old Blockbuster days, that's where the tape would be worn the most.
Yeah, that's right. God, what a great movie.
What do you do with your daughter when you're watching the Titanic together and they're doing the sexing? And the painting.
Do you get up and get a drink or something? Yeah, I always noticed when there was a sex scene coming in a movie that my father knew about, he'd get up and be like, I got to fill up my tea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to avoid any type of weirdness. And then the scene would happen and he'd come back in with a filled up glass and a snack and be like, okay, yep, movie's still going.
Exactly. That you try to excuse yourself why that scene is going. And she didn't want me in there either, you know.
Right.
One time my mother-in-law and I watched a movie. It was just the two of us. We were at the beach, and I was going to watch, I think Philip Seymour Hoffman is in it. It's Marissa Tomei.
Before the Devil Knows You're Dead.
Yes.
And the opening scene is like this.
Gratuitous.
Maybe was some of the most gratuitous sex in a movie ever.
Just an absolute rogering.
Unwarranted.
I mean, truly, like the script must have read, Philip Seymour Hoffman slams Marissa Tomei. I mean, totally unneeded to the movie and maybe the most awkward opening ever.
Yes, and I had heard it was a good movie, so I was like, hey. And she's like, well, I'm not tired. Let's watch this. All right. And we flip. Everybody else goes to bed. And the very first thing, he's just like nailing
yeah. For a really long time, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I was like, when is this scene going to end? Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law.
My God, they're changing positions.
Exactly. Yes, and she was, my mother-in-law is probably 72 years old, and there I am. Just like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
It was a nice day today, wasn't it?
It's moving along a little here.
She's she won that Oscar for her Cousin Vinny.
Undeserved Oscar for My Cousin Vinny.
Ooh.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I think.
I mean, I love her, and I love the movie, but I don't think she deserved Best Supporting Actress for that. I'm going to use that trivia question at parties.
Please do.
Oh, I'm using that, and I'm not giving you credit.
Damn it.
That's the kind of person
I saw it on Facebook.
I
saw it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I'm actively trying to kill Biggie. That's right. Maybe I am one of the worst people ever. Now that I think about it.